SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170, The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is SD Motorsports. I am Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. They got the green tag sale going on as we speak, so if you're looking for a new Ford product, trust me, take a run down to El Cajon Ford. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ, and they'll make you a screaming deal. My very, very, very special guest is on the line. I absolutely love talking with Courtney Force. She's getting ready for her sixth season in NHRA. Courtney, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Well, we're probably not as excited as you are because I know you're getting real close, and I understand you got a new sponsor on your car.
I do. Advance Auto Parts came on board, during the off season, and really excited to team up with them and start a new season with them. And I think a lot of great things are going to come out of it. So looking forward to, like you said, my sixth season now in Funny Car, racing these funny cars at over 330 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And only a few weeks away. So I'm ready for the off season to end. I'm ready to get back in the seat of my funny car.
Well, Michelle and I'll be up. We've already turned in our press credentials, so we'll be up there to see you. I guess my question, this is going to be your second year in the Camaro. Would you say you've got everything out of the body that you need to get out of it? Because, I'm sure it was a struggle in the beginning, but do you think you've got it dialed in to right where you want it?
I think so. I mean, I feel like, the whole purpose of that body was that, it was a lot lighter than our other one, and better aerodynamics on the body. So, for us, that's, what we were going for. And I didn't get the body until about Chicago last season. So we got a little bit of a late start trying to get everything figured out and the car tuned up, the right way. And but my crew chiefs, my team, they did an amazing job. And that's why I'm so excited coming out this season. I feel like we've got everything already ready to go and ready to go testing in Phoenix in a few weeks. But, same team I've got and crew chiefs, and get to, start out the season with the new sponsor. And like you said, running right out of the box with the new Chevy body.
Yeah, well, I was curious about your crew, too, because it's so important, to have a crew that, that stays with you. And now you're going into the second year. So does that put any more pressure on you? Because now it's like, okay, last year was kind of an opportunity for you to see what you can do. Now here's what you really, let's see what you can do.
Yeah, I think there's pressure on all of us. But in all honesty, I actually feel a little bit more relaxed getting in a car where, I'm familiar with the team and the crew chiefs. And, I feel like we know what we're pretty much capable of and can use this next season to just push ourselves hard and see what we can do. We finished sixth in points last season, and I feel like we had a really good start out of the season right out of the box. And I feel like we struggled a little bit during the countdown, but I don't know, I've got a good feeling about this year. I really hope that we can turn things around and just keep this car consistent all throughout the season and not just parts of it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I ever since you've been coming on my show, I've really kept a close eye on your career, and I have to tell you, I think 2017 is going to be a banner year for you, and I'm going to put myself on the blocks right now. I can see a championship, absolutely no problem whatsoever in your arena. I really can.
I hope so. There's been a lot of changes at, all the rest of the teams, and I just feel like we've got ours kind of where we want it. We're happy. We didn't change anything from last year, and I feel like you shouldn't change a good thing, and that's why I'm so excited about 2017 with these guys. And my brother-in-law is a crew chief on my car, so it's a lot of fun working with him. And he's, brutally honest with me, and I feel like some people maybe didn't want to, fully tell you what you need to change, and I've got a thick skin. Like, I can take it. Tell me what I need to do better, because that's the whole point. I want to be a better driver for my team. And, of course, there's a lot of pressure on having good lights. And I think the most important thing is, like, I could see the time slip. I know if I'm screwing up. I know if I'm having a bad weekend with reaction time. What I need is a team that supports me and a crew chief that's telling me, throw that thing in the trash. We all know you got something better than that. You can do better. Just, you know, put it in the back of your mind and just move on, and we'll get it next weekend. And I feel like that's exactly what I needed, and that's what I have right now with my team. And I think that's why, you know, we did so well last year, and I feel like this year we can hopefully get the full package together. Got the new sponsor and really excited to, you know, impress them. But I, like you said, I really hope it's a championship year for us.
Well, you know, I do too. I want to ask you a question about reaction time, you know, because everybody's, you know, oh, it's close to zero. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel, is that not something that's in you? I mean, is it? Do you really have to practice the lights? Do you have to practice with a tree?
Oh, of course.
I don't know.
I mean, I have a portable Christmas tree that I practice on. So every single weekend I'm in my lounge, you know, before the run, in between rounds, you know, in my trailer practicing on it, because it's all about, you know, obviously reaction.
Yeah.
You have to react naturally, and the more and more you practice these kinds of things, it'll come more natural for you, and you just do it. And I think that's why my dad's been so good at it. He's done it for so many years. His foot just leaves. He doesn't even know what it's doing. You know, it just goes.
I agree.
So, yeah, it's definitely important in our sport to have a quick reaction time. I mean, a lot of races, especially nowadays, people have their cars performing so well and have really stepped up the game and running these races within inches of each other that if you're, you know, there's a lot more pressure on the drivers, I feel like, than there were back 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. I feel like there's a lot more pressure on the driver to have a good reaction time and to perform at their best, because otherwise you're going to lose the race on a hole shot, and it's, you know, game over for you and your team.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, do you think they're going to move you guys out past 1,000 feet? Or is everybody pretty comfortable right where you're at?
I don't think they'll be changing it. I think it was more, obviously, of a safety concern, so they pulled it back to 1,000 feet from the 1,320. Right. There were just a lot of, you know, explosions down there, and you kind of didn't have a ton of runoff room. So if you need to shut the car down, at least now we got, you know, that extra 320 feet to kind of get the car stopped before you're just already landing in the sand.
Yeah, I'm a fan of 1,000 feet. I really am. I mean, because the next 320 feet, it's a nanosecond. I mean, it's just literally a nanosecond. Hey, I understand you're out with Graham as he's getting ready to do the Rolex 24.
Yeah, we actually, he leaves tomorrow, and I leave a few days after because I got some stuff to do here at the shop in California. But yeah, it's going to get started. Pretty much my season starts before his, but he has this Rolex 24 race that he races in, and it's a lot of fun to watch. I had no clue what it was, sadly, until I met him. I'm like, what do you mean it's a 24-hour race? You know, I've never been to one before until I met him. So it's a lot of fun. It's crazy, you know, watching them. Four different guys have to fit in one seat, and it's a lot of fun to kind of watch him compete and go through the night and, you know, waking up throughout all of his different stints. I accidentally slept through one of his stints one year. And I was like, what? He's like, nice, yeah. Totally slept in.
Yeah, real supportive. Thank you very much. Hey, have you ever had any desire? Do you have any desire to get into a car and go left and right?
Oh, gosh. No.
I love your honesty.
I love what I do. I mean, you know, it's great. I love watching him compete in the 24-hour race. You know, I love watching him compete in IndyCar. I think the road courses are awesome. Obviously, ovals are pretty cool, too. But for me, I mean, I guess I grew up in a bubble of drag racing. So I love it. I'm, you know, biased because, you know, there's nothing – for me, that's better than going over 330 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're being strapped to a rocket, and it's an unpredictable car, and that's kind of the fun of it. I mean, it's an adrenaline rush, and to lose a race within inches of each other, to me, is where it's at. But everyone's different. I still find it really impressive what they do at IndyCar and in NASCAR and, you know, all other types of motorsports. But for me, just funny car. If I turn left, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about Top Fuel? Why did you go funny cars to Top Fuel?
I've just always found, for me, funny car was my interest because I think that's what my dad did. As a kid, it was just funny car was the coolest to me because of the body on the car, the look of it. And because dad always says, you know, you really have to manhandle the car. And to me, I was like, all right, that's a challenge I want to take. So, and I wanted to compete against him. I think that was probably the biggest reason why I went into it. I told my dad when I was a kid, I was probably 6 or 7 years old, that he wasn't allowed to retire until I got to compete against him in funny cars. So,
and he kept his end of the pact.
That's cool. Yeah, and he kept his word, too. How cool is that?
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I think you know Eileen Stafford here in San Diego.
What's that?
You know Eileen Stafford?
I'm not sure if I do.
Yeah, she runs Nostalgic Top Fuel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she does the same thing. I asked her, I said, well, would you ever want to go left? She goes, no. Why would I want to go left and right? No, this is it. And she is phenomenal. I mean, she does so well. But... So that's awesome. That's two of you guys on the same boat. Hey, well, Courtney, thank you. Thank you very much. Normally, I call you during the week because I hate bothering you on your weekends. But
you're fine.
But I love talking to you live. It's and where everybody else can enjoy the interview as well. And good luck. And if it turns out you win the championship, then I expect that you'll probably be calling me more than you have in the past.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear what else you see in my future.
Well, when you get on another streak where you have 4 in a row or 5 in a row, we want to have you back.
Oh, I'm going to be bugging you. Have no fear. I got your new PR, and I know that person very, very well. And I'm thrilled, and I look forward to talking to you down the road and give the family a big hug for us.
All right, will do. Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. This is SD Motorsports, and that was Courtney Force right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
Born, the nurses all gathered round.
AM 1170, the answer.
Life in the fast lane.
Surely make you lose your mind.
Life in the fast lane.
Welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. This segment's brought to you by Barona Circle Track, 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road. Just go to baronaspeedway.com because when they're rolling, you need to be there. Dirt Dude is on the line. How you doing, Butsky?
What's up, Dave? How you doing?
Just finished talking to...
Courtney Force.
Courtney Force, you've got a little challenge up ahead of you.
Wow. You got some heavy hitters on your show.
Yeah, yeah, we had Dave Kindig last week.
Yeah, Dave Kindig from Bitchin' Rides was on last week. We're going to have Eddie Wood, co-owner of the Wood Brothers Racing Team. He's calling in at 3:45. They're in the new 21 Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford Fusion. That's going to be so cool.
So, hey, how are you doing, Dirt Dude?
Yeah, what's kicking, Dirt Dude?
I am sitting here watching it rain, getting ready for my Steelers to hopefully pull off a miracle and make it to a Super Bowl. So we're going to see where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Watching the Falcons right now, they're actually putting on a good show. So that's what I was hoping to see, the Falcons and Steelers for a Super Bowl, but we got to see how the Steelers do against the...
Yeah.
You sound like Nick.
Yeah, Nick in the studio said the same thing. That's who he's got.
Is it raining yet?
I'm in Vista, yeah, it's pouring up here. Super, super windy, but it's like that everywhere because I haven't got anything new to talk about or interesting because everything's been rained out. I had friends that went out to Arizona, the Canyon Raceway, and instead of them actually sending videos on Facebook of them racing, they're actually at the driving range having dinner, driving golf balls because they canceled their race out there. Paris, I know, got canceled. I know a few people, Paul Dyke and his kids, were going to go up there for that. That got canceled. I didn't get into monster trucks last night. My daughter actually went to Supercross in Anaheim and said that was pretty awesome racing up there. Oh. So it's pretty slow.
So did you go to monster trucks last night?
I was hoping to, but I couldn't get any tickets.
I didn't have any either. Did they do any publicity in this silly town?
Other than me,
they did very little. I heard very little on the radio, but I don't think they did like a lot of giveaway tickets.
No, and I didn't see television. I didn't see anything. And I think it was sponsored by Ford. And I don't think El Cajon Ford was even giving tickets out.
Not for this one. They're going to have them for the 18th, but for the 18th, that's President's Day weekend, and I'm actually doing another gig out of town, so I won't be able to go to that one.
Hey, are you going up to the Western States Racer Expo next weekend?
No, I didn't have any way to go or anything. I didn't get any tickets yet, so.
Well,
but you got something.
Well, I can probably get you in. That's not a problem. We're going to be up there doing radio up there next week.
Okay.
And what it is, if you're not aware of it, it's a two days of hardcore short track racing technology. Industry experts will come in and talk about anything and everything to set your car up, different types of oils and fuels. There's going to be an engine guy. There's going to be suspension guys. There's going to be tire guys. And it's for the young racers.
All different genres. Are you talking about dirt and asphalt?
Yes.
And, you know, some road course stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said no matter what you want to race, even if you're just an autocrosser, you can
right.
go.
Okay, and then they're going to have a vendor booth. There's going to be about 30 different vendors that basically sell everything you need to go racing. That's why I was saying, you know, you could probably get up there with go up as media since you work at Barona Speedway.
Okay.
So yeah, what I'll do? What I'll,
know someone?
Yeah, yeah.
Know someone that was going up there.
Yeah, you can get a hold of Shelley Woodridge, and she could definitely hook you up. I'll text you her phone number.
I haven't met her yet, but I've seen a lot of her stuff. She talks about a lot of different racing stuff. So
yeah, well, her family's from Cajon Speedway. They're pretty hardcore Cajonians when they used to race out there. But her husband races, and she just was at a racetrack last year or a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, and just realized that these kids, they don't know how to set their cars up. They've never had them on a scale. They don't know anything about, you know,
dynoing oils
and all those. So she put together an expo, and it was such a huge success last year. It was a one-day event. This year it's two, and she's got the place packed.
But it's really tough because, I mean, depends on what kind of division you're racing. You're racing against other people that aren't going to give up the secrets to help you.
Bingo.
I know a few people, like, you know, there's a few groups at our track, and there's a few people at our track that are like, hey, you know, we want the better competition. So if I can make you better, that means I got to be better to beat you. So
yep.
When I do beat you, that means I'm beating the best rather than I'm just, you know, know how to make it the whole time. So
yeah.
It's kind of a 50-50 situation. Do you want everyone just as fast as you are, or, you know, do you want to win everything?
Right. But she's trying to help everybody out to kind of level the playing field, I guess,
right.
so that you're not making a stupid mistake or maybe being even dangerous.
Right. Well, and a happy driver will stay in the sport longer if they have a tendency to get close to the front and maybe even win a race or two. And if all these people do it, this whole expo is volunteer. All the, like, the engine guys, the tire guys, the suspension guys, the oil guys, the gas guys, they're all volunteering their time just to help educate anybody and everybody that wants to get some knowledge on how to go faster.
Yeah, you talk about happy drivers. I just talked to Brittany before coming on the radio, and, you know, she's my assistant helper. She's going back to school to get more smart. She's getting another degree. So she's like, I'm so busy studying and trying to get this next degree so she can be a better educator. And she's like, I'm still trying to get my car ready for race season, and I'm trying to get everything done. So we're all gearing up for our first race. So
yeah.
It'll go well.
Well, I haven't heard anything from her today, so she must be studying.
So yeah, I talked to her. She is, and she's bummed, and she's like, "I have nothing to report anyway, other than I'm studying." Like, good luck, Mark, kid.
Yeah.
Well, March 25th is Barona start.
Is our first race of the season, depending on weather. And I know last year we got rained out the second and fourth race, and we raced the first and third.
So she's got till March.
Yeah, but that's not enough hours in the day.
This is like one of those 10-year weather systems coming through now. So hopefully, I mean, we get a lot of rain, and hopefully it just gets it over with and fill up the reservoirs and get what we need for water and then kind of give us a break again.
Yeah,
well, I don't see the reservoirs filling up. You know, when you're coming out of Alpine and you go down into Pitts Valley and back up and look to the north, that reservoir is not full yet, or that lake.
The reservoirs are filling up, but my yard is. I had like 2 inches the other day, and
oh, yeah.
My backyard has got like water sitting in it. Front yard's got water sitting in it. And I'm just waiting for everything to drain.
Try letting a bunch of dachshunds out, man. They go out there and they just skim across the water because their little legs don't touch the ground.
I've got chihuahuas, and yeah, they're from the halfway down. They like the bottom half.
I bet they wouldn't even. I bet you have to throw them outside.
A couple of them. The one just sits there and shivers. So I don't think water sticks them because he shivers so much.
Oh,
how many have you got?
Take it off. I've got like 3 or 4.
Oh my goodness! How we got a bunch of, we got dachshunds and rotties, and we've got right now 5 rottie puppies that are probably 10 days old, 12 days old, something like that. They don't go out and go potty. So.
Well, you got both ends of the spectrum. Then you have the tiny little dachshunds, and you got right. big rotties. So
ankle biters and chest thumpers. So, so hey, you know, from an entertainment point of view, up at the track, are you guys doing anything to the track? Are you changing anything? Are you bringing in different food vendors, more food vendors, or everything pretty much staying the same?
Well, we had a big loss in our family. Boxy was one of the leaders of the council. He passed away last week. So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen there. His son Joe is going to start handling everything because he worked with the drag strip and the circle track and everything. And then so now since he passed away, we're trying to see what's going to happen as far as like who's going to handle. Like we had a few issues with noise complaints and then like going back and forth on race nights between drag strip and circle track. And he was kind of the person that overseen everything for the racing surface at Barona, all the racing surfaces up at Barona. So he was kind of like the master caretaker of the place. So we'll see where that's going to go. But we haven't got any plans on changing anything. I think we're going to work on the PA system. I know we had a few problems in the end of the season last year, so we're going to fix that. Other than that, we're just trying to plan on how many races we're going to have, 15, 16 for the season, and every other weekend from the 25th is what we're looking at right now.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'll let you go curl back up in front of the television and get back into football. And
all right, you guys have a good one.
Now, just so you'll know, next Sunday you will not need to call in because we will be at Western States Racer Expo. We'll be doing our show live there, interviewing young drivers that are interested in learning how to talk and chew gum at the same time.
And put their car on
opening for some drivers.
Yeah, well, send them. Hey, if you would, doesn't mind, put this on the Barona website. It's westernstatesracerexpo.com. And in fact, if you go there, you can burn up off a flyer and just put it on the website, because I'm sure there's a lot of Barona folks that would love to do it.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Follow along.
All right, well, we'll talk to you down the road, folks. That's Dirt Dude at Barona Speedway. Go to baronaspeedway.com. She's got a
ticket to ride. AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Just go to certifiedcarcare.net. They're out there on 11370 North Woodside Avenue, and they will give you a special discount on a dyno if you mention you heard it right here on KCBQ. Well, we have a very special guest on the line. We got Jake Swanson. He's from Paris Auto Speedway, and he is going to chat with us about his wild ride at the Chili Bowl this year. Jake, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Are you all calmed down and all feet back on the ground, ready to go racing again?
Oh, yeah. I'm still pumped up. I still can't get a smile off my face from a pretty good week in Oklahoma.
You got pretty close to the Golden Driller.
I did. Yeah, that was by far the closest I've ever gotten. And honestly, it was the goal going in was just to lock it in the show. And it's something that we've been working towards the past few years now with Mitch, Walt, and Ronnie in the 68W. And we've always been close. You know, we're always knocking on the door. But to finally lock in the show, you know, on Wednesday on our prelim night, was pretty special. You know, 360 cars there, and we're going to be in the 24 that are in the feature is a pretty big deal.
And you won the B main.
Yeah, we did it. We did it the hard way, definitely. it was just one of those things, you know. Chili Bowl, you hope to have that 10% of good luck, and we didn't. You know, we started out and won the heat race. From that, you know, we were sitting pretty good. We had to go to the qualifier, and same type of deal. You know, we're starting on the front row of the qualifier, and you got to go forward. You got to win if you start on the front row, and if you don't, you're going to be buried. And as soon as I fired off, you know, I hit the switch, and it was on. It was only on two cylinders. It wasn't running.
Oh,
and it was just one of those things where, you know, you can't really do much in the cockpit, but you know, the MSD box is there, and I have that, a fuel valve and a ignition switch, and it's probably not going to fix the problem. But oddly enough, you know, as I'm idling around, I'm checking all the connections, and I'm, you know, playing with the fuel. And last thing I did was I hit the switch and shut it off, and then turned it back on. It didn't work the first couple of times. I did one, and it seemed like I did it for a longer period of time. And all of a sudden, when I hit the switch back just before it rolled to a stop, it was back on four. Oh. I was like, well, maybe we just got a Chili Bowl miracle, and started on the front row and took the lead the first few laps. Everything was looking good, and then yellow came out. As soon as the yellow came out, boom, it was back to two cylinders. So at that point, the thing just shut off completely. Actually, it died, and it was just such a heartbreak. You know, at that point, you're kind of thinking, well, I mean, obviously, we're going to be going through a B, and it's pretty tough. I mean, obviously, the competition there is second to none. And you know, going through a B, you're worried, you know, about other guys and crashing and people getting you know, having problems in front of you and you know, getting caught up in it. Well, we started seventh in the B after we had fixed we replaced all the electronics in the thing, put new, you know, sensors and everything in it. And I guess it's just a characteristic of those things. You know, sometimes they'll go out, but after we did all that and the thing fired off and everything was good, you know, we started seventh in the B and rolled the bottom and drove right to the lead, won it on the last lap. So that was good. You know, I feel like I got some good advice there. Actually, just before that B, I was sitting there kind of stewing on the tire and Kevin Swindell rolled up to me and he says, hey, you can probably roll the bottom and not ever even go to the top. The worst you'll probably run a second. Sure enough, you know, he was right. I just rolled the bottom and made sure that I didn't miss it, you know, and that was the key, I think, of just, you know, staying smart and you know, making sure that you're driving past everybody else on the bottom and you don't miss the moisture.
Wow. Well, you beat some heavy hitters, let me tell you, my friend.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. To be honest with you, you don't even realize who you're driving by until you look at the results after the race.
Right.
You kind of know the cars, you kind of know who's in them. But for me in that feature, you know, I started 18th and first couple laps I rolled the top. And just because it was so congested down on the bottom, you know. And after that, we got a yellow, and I moved down to the bottom and was just kind of driving by guys and really didn't even realize how many cars I had passed. It was just kind of, you know, doing my thing on the bottom and you know, staying focused and seeing red, you know. You don't realize how many tail tanks you're driving past until you get another yellow and you look at the scoreboard, and I was up to sixth. So,
wow.
At that point, I was thinking, well, you know, I guess it's not out of the question to walk in. You know, obviously the whole goal is you want to run top three, and you don't want to have to go through a C or a B on Saturday, because those races are so stacked. I mean, it's like a national show or maybe even better at times. So obviously, you know, trying to avoid that at all costs is pretty important. But I was sitting sixth behind Robinson, and I think my favorite part about the whole thing was there sitting sixth, I'm rolling around under yellow, and I can see Keith Coons is telling his driver, who's right in front of me, to go to the bottom. And Mitch, my car owner, was doing the same thing. He's kind of giving me signs and stuff as we're under yellow there. And he points over at Keith, like, look what Keith's telling him. And at that point, it's like, well, shoot, you know, I guess I'm made. Hopefully we can still get by him, you know. Hopefully maybe I can get around him on the top, or maybe I should just, you know, roll the bottom and see if we can get by the guy that's in front of him and maybe worry about him later. And the weirdest thing, I mean, we went green, and he went right to the top, so I drove by him and the guy.
What?
Yeah, it's just.
Took that opportunity. You know,
yeah, exactly. And you got to jump on it, and you got to make sure that you make as small amount of mistakes as possible. And I guess that's what did it. You know, we rolled up to rolled the bottom, rolled up to second, and Travis was leading the thing. And he was, you know, in those five laps or so that we had, he had gained, you know, probably a 4-car length lead. And by the time I got to second, I think, you know, there was about 2 to go. And I was just thinking, man, I wish I had a yellow, because I feel like I'd win this thing right now. I mean, it was so good. It was so fast. But, you know, at that point, you know, second, obviously you can't complain. And we're locked in the show. And you know, everybody is pretty pumped.
Wow. Did you go back after the race to the guy that was in front of you and say, hey, I thought you were supposed to go low?
No, he's a really good dude, a good driver, and I got a lot of respect for Travis. I was really happy to see him win it, actually. He's one of those guys that I feel like a lot of people don't know about and kind of, you know, take for granted. I feel like he's kind of underrated, but it was really cool to see, you know, California all top three on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, we had Travis, you know, and me, and then Kobe Copeland, so that was kind of neat. You know, it just, we had a lot of California cars in the feature. Well, I guess not California cars, but California drivers in the feature on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think we were the only team beside Facinto. So that was pretty neat too.
And you were the best local showing from Southern California.
Yeah, we were. That was, it's really neat what Mitch and Walton and Ronnie, you know, what we did at Chili Bowl with the 68 cars. I mean, it's a little team. It's nothing too fancy. You know, the trailers got leaks on the roof.
Wow.
You know, the floor, they showed up all wet. You know, the trailer was a mess because, you know, of the weather getting there. And it's just, you know, they put together two really good race cars. You know, we don't really have anything for spares or anything like that. You know, the equipment's right, you know, and I think that definitely plays a role. That definitely, you know, is what did it.
I'll be darned.
Well, it all came together for you guys. It's so awesome. We're so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. So now that you've done that, what are you doing next? Because we're already done with that old stuff. What are you doing next?
Jeez.
Yeah, that's right. On to the next thing. Hey, I hear you. I'm actually at the sprint car shop right now, the Tom and Lori's Moose Lodge, we call it, and we're building some race cars for next year. So I'm pretty pumped about that, and you know they're coming along nicely. We got some new colors for this year, so you know, really really looking forward to you know, getting back and going sprint car racing. We got the 410 schedule is going to be our primary goal. You know, we're going to go for points and go for a title on that. And we're also going to do some 360 stuff, which I'm really excited about. We got a good engine package, you know, with our 360 deal. You know, obviously we only have one, but you know, should be plenty enough to go out and have some fun. And I think we're going to run Vegas. We're going to run Tulare, Hanford, and, you know, quite a few other places with it. So I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully it helps our 410 program too.
Well, hey, are you, have you heard about the Western States Racer Expo next weekend?
No, I haven't.
Well, a young lady by the name of Shelley Woldridge, Becky McBride, and Mike Cohen put this together. And what it is, it's a expo for young drivers, and they're going to have seminars, how to set a car up, how to work the engine, you know, a class on oils and gasolines. There's going to be an engine guy there talking about dynos. And it's just strictly for young racers that are trying to – I'm going to be up there. We're going to have our radio show. We're going to broadcast live of Sunday. And we're going to have different drivers on that, you know, can learn how to talk on radio. Because you know as well as I do, the best way to win a – you know, to make $1 million in motorsports is start with three. And
right,
so the expo is really good. It's strictly to help – it's Race Prep 101 is what it amounts to. It's in Riverside. So, yeah, so I'm really looking forward to going up there and helping these young drivers. Because you know what it's like. I mean, unless you're surrounded by people that have done this a long time, it's tough if you're just trying to – you know, cut your own teeth and do it yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's something to where a lot of people kind of give up on it right out the gate just because, you know, they don't have the knowledge.
Right, and they're afraid to ask, too.
Exactly. You know, they don't even know what questions to ask.
Right, so that's perfect.
That's a really neat deal. And, hopefully people take advantage of it because, there's some good tools there.
Well, this is our second. This will be the second year they're doing it. So hopefully every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't say who are the people on the side of the car that helps you get where you got to go?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is my team, my car owner, my family. I got to thank, you know, Tom and Lori for everything that they provide me with the sprint car deal. They give us all the tools that we need. You know, we just gotta go out and put it down. Obviously my team, all my guys, they bust their butts in the shop. They're, you know, right here beside me in the trenches. So,
yep.
I can't thank them enough. My dad and my family and we got, Huntington Beach Glass and Mirror. We got, Lucas Oil. We got Will Wood. We've got Phil and Eileen. Extreme. We have just so many great people. Light Up the World. So many great people that come together and help us provide us the tools that we need to go fast and finish races, win races, and keep on bettering in our team and our organization.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, like I tell all the kids I interview, go get yourself a card, type all your sponsors on it, laminate it, and stick it in your back pocket. That way, anytime somebody asks you, man, you got your card.
funny thing about that is that's Lori, my car owner. She's already done that for me. Actually, I think it was like the second race that I ever drove this car. She printed one out, laminated it, and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
You go, put this in your pocket. So I owe her for that one. That's for
great.
Sure.
There you go. All right, Jake, thank you very much for calling in, and we look forward to hearing from you throughout the 2017 series, and hopefully we'll bring you some luck, and maybe you'll get that next Chili Bowl.
Hey, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's always our pleasure. All right, buddy. Take care. All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer.
AM 1170, the answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is SD Motorsport. You know, Nick, I had a beard for 5 days. And I thought about you, and I did shave it off this morning.
No,
and I really didn't want to because it was soft and like a little cuddly cat. But I whacked it off, much as I hated to. Hey, this is SD Motorsports. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Care. Lovely out there on Woodside Avenue, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. ever get yourself in a jam and need a dyno, just dyno pull on your car, hot rod, race car, just make sure you tell them that the folks on KCBQ sent you for a nice little discount. Well, we were supposed to get a call from Eddie Wood.
Yeah.
He's co-owner of the Wood Brothers Racing Team in the iconic number 21 Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford Fusion. He was going to call in, so we'll have to find out what happened there. Who knows back where he's at? I think he's in North Carolina.
Yep.
In fact, they've got a brand new shop in Mooresville, North Carolina. And the team's lease of a charter for the 2017. What does that mean? The team's lease of a charter for 2017 season. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
But it's supposed to be, you know, and they're going to be driver Ryan Blaney, which is the son of, what the heck's his dad's name? Ah, can't think of it. So let's hopefully Ryan is just as good a driver, if not better than his dad.
And they'll be out here in Fontana at the Auto Club Speedway, in March.
Hey, do we have the, hey, Nick, I don't know if I sent it. I don't think I sent it. You don't have an Auto Club Speedway interview stacked in there with today's date, do you? You do? Okay. I sent it today. It will have today's date on it, 1/22. I don't think I sent it. It's not on my list, but I had done an interview with Dave Allen. He's the president of Auto Club Speedway. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of got my curiosity up as to where did that interview go. But yeah, Auto Club Speedway is coming on. I mean, let's face it, NHRA, Auto Club Speedway.
Yeah, it's March 25th is the Infinity Series NXS 300, and then on Sunday, March 26th, is the Auto Club 400.
Right. Hey, Nick, how long is the GM Partners with Girls Who Code? How long is that interview? Can we squeeze it in? Not all of it? Okay, I'm not going to do it then.
All right.
Because I want to be able to get it in there. All right. So with that being said, I'm just looking for my Wood Brothers. I thought I had some more info. Oh, Auto Club Speedway. It's their 20th anniversary. Okay. They've launched a weekly online track reunion award series where NASCAR drivers will share their answers to the ever popular yearbook superlatives such as class clown, most likely to get into an argument, best hair. Fans can vote and to win weekly giveaways. So check them out on social media. Go figure, Clint Bowyer won the Class Clown Award. And if you don't follow NASCAR, so you wouldn't know who Clint is, but he's totally a class clown. Looks like we might have our man calling in as we speak. That could be Eddie Wood.
There might have been a rain delay.
That's a possibility. Yeah. So we'll squeeze him in as quickly as possible if that's him. Our Nick is just trying to find out if it Scott Morgan. Well, we'll talk to Scott Morgan, too. We don't know who Scott Morgan is. So we'll find out. But Auto Club Speedway, it's going to be...
I wonder who would have best hair in NASCAR. They always have their helmet on. How are you supposed to know?
Well, no, but you see it with their hair, with their helmets on.
Well, I saw Dale Jr. on the block at Barrett Jackson. He has all right hair.
He looked nice.
Yes, he looks
probably
very good.
Not a driver today, but Michael Waltrip probably would be voted with the best hair because his hair was everywhere.
Oh.
I mean, it was here, there.
I like James Hunt's hair.
That's not a NASCAR guy.
I know, but I'm just saying.
By the way, the Race of Champions was on this morning. I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan. It's just silly. I mean, they take people like, from every form of motorsports, from Pastrana to what's his face from F1,
Lewis Hamilton.
No, Hamilton didn't run. He's done in the past, but Rossi. Was
Nico
running.
Rosberg.
Yeah, and they have all these different venues of cars, from a slingshot to an Ariel Atom. To a Ford Focus R all-wheel drive rally car, Then they drug out a full-blown NASCAR and stuck it out on this little tiny short track where they cross in the middle. I don't know.
And then they just put the drivers in these cars and say, go?
Yeah, and they race each other. They run twos and twos. You know, it's a ladder system.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of who won it. He's from Germany. He's an F1 driver.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and he's won it 2 or 3 years in a row. But I don't know. But that was on. But we can't talk enough about Western States Racer Expo. That's where we will be next weekend, broadcasting live from the Riverside Rancheros Arena. Why do I imagine palm trees and all kinds of... Have you ever been there?
No, I'm thinking horsey. I'm thinking it's going to be like an agricultural sort of horsey arena.
You're right, because
arena,
what did Shelley say? That they've compacted the dirt?
Yeah. So don't wear open-toed shoes.
No. You should never wear open-toed shoes to anything motorsports, I wouldn't think.
No, but...
I know. Some of you girls like to wear them open-toed shoes. But no, so we'll be out there for that, and that'll be a 2-day event, 28th and 29th. We'll be broadcasting live on the 29th. I'll be teaching a class on both Saturday and Sunday. But Gun Sports Radio will still be on, so you won't have to worry about that. They'll be filling in for this next hour while Michelle and I are up at the expo. So the racing season is now just getting ready to launch, and I use the word loosely launch because that's exactly what it's going to do, and it should be pretty wild. We're going to try to get to a few events.
Yeah, it looks like the NHRA out there in Pomona is the first up.
Yeah, and that's the actual start of the NHRA season.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting because it ends there and it starts there.
Yeah. February 9th, Pomona.
And then we will have an opportunity. We'll probably, between now and then, we'll probably get some more race interviews lined up just for you, the fans, just so you can sort of hear what's going on.
And
I don't know.
Are we going to try to go on Friday to the,
yes,
the if you can classic play, auto show?
If you can play hooky.
Hey, Jeff, are you listening?
Yeah, right. Does he listen?
Hey, Jeff, I need Friday off.
Well, that's what I'd tell him. I'd say, hey, he's a car guy, right?
Yes, he is.
Just tell him, hey, I'm going to go to the show, check it out. I'll let you know how it is.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
I'm sure he would appreciate that. Yeah. He appreciated a donut.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So it's either donuts.
So maybe I'll bring bagels tomorrow and butter him up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll butter him up. Yeah. I don't think that's going to work. So folks, this is a place where you're going to find all kinds of great interviews from all different forums. I don't like just doing your normal canned interview. I like dealing with interviews that'll make you happy after you've heard it. I think, Courtney Force is a class act, along with Brittany and John. John's just a little harder to interview because he just goes off. I don't think he can hear.
Oh, so he's not going to wait for your questions. He's just going to say what he wants to say. Yeah. And
I mean, the best quote from John Force, what was that question you asked me? Because he will just go off down the road and around the corner, and then all of a sudden he'll realize he doesn't remember what you asked him, and he just talks.
He's on his mental motor scooter, which he actually does use.
Oh, yeah.
At the races.
But I got to tell you, if you ever wanted a driver to promote your product, it would be John Force. Well,
it's
by the
time.
Sound of the tunes,
it's that time.
It's time for Michelle to head back north, just in her lovely little Miata horse.
With the top up.
Yes, indeed. So, folks, we're going to let that one go, and we'll talk to you next week, and we'll be at Western. Wasn't it that? Western Sports? No. I messed it up. Western Racers Expo. My goodness. Back in a moment with Gun Sports Radio.
Happy trails.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Oh. SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network,